Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that you all grabbed a drink and a snack, and y'all are ready for a chat, because we are ready to chat today. Maria, how was your week?
My week? I don't know if I actually wrote anything about this week this time. Let me see. It was kind of like the same like last week, on and off, kind of rough, kind of good. I will say it was better than the previous week where I was like, things have been so bad.
How are you today?
Today, I feel it's like meh, you know, but it's okay.
You're about to get a whole lot better.
It's better than before, but let me see if I did write anything about this week. Let me see.
I didn't write down nothing about this week.
Oh my God, I did. Okay. Oh. I got rid of a bunch of clothes. Oh, yeah, I did. I donated some clothes because, like, I'm like...
Oh, my God, really?
Since I'm starting up my wardrobe, I'm like, let me just donate some shit that I don't need. So I just donated some stuff. And, yeah, I'm getting ready to start my new wardrobe. So get ready, guys. I'm about to be looking real different.
Oh, my God.
And what else I do?
I'm also starting a new wardrobe, as you know. I want to elevate my fashion because, like, I feel like I'm just, like, so, like, plain. So plain.
Like, it's just meh. And it's like, I'm not meh.
We're not men.
Yeah, so it's like, let's switch it up.
But I dress very
But we just meh, I feel like it's just like putting the pieces together. Because I feel like I do have some really good staples that I did keep already, but it's just like pairing them things. Also, like having more jewelry. Oh my gosh, another thing. I haven't been able to wear earrings this whole week, dude. I think this one's getting like infected or something, or it got infected. Because like, I would take out my earring, and it feel like a huge ball, like on both of them, and it feel itchy, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I looked it up on Google, and it says like that could be an ear infection from your earring. I'm like, what the heck? So I stopped wearing earrings for like a little bit, and it started going down. So I was like, I wouldn't wear my earrings again. So I wore my earrings again, and it happened again. So this whole week I didn't wear earrings.
I didn't even notice. Ball still there?
Kind of, but like there was always kind of like always like a ball. I don't know how to describe it. Like
me almost reaching them and just funneling your ear.
Like this one feels. This one's better. You can touch this ear. This one's fine. Like.
Yeah,
but this is the one that really got that ball. I don't know if you really want to touch it. You don't got to touch it.
I'll touch it.
Okay, it's the back thing. Like it's got.
Oh, I feel it.
You see?
Ooh, it felt a little crusty.
It's been crusty, but it's like I don't want to keep peeling it off because I'm like it's healing.
Yeah, it's just trying to heal like, itself.
Because I was peeling it off and I was like, no, don't.
I bet that was so satisfying
like,
though.
It was, but it's like you're not supposed to pick at stuff. So.
Oh, that would be great. My week was great. I'm making a YouTube video right now. Currently. Mm-hmm. I'm doing, like, work with me for a week. Mm-hmm. And, okay, I want to say something. Mm-hmm. I get that we're boycotting. Well, like people are supposed to be boycotting our place. Mm-hmm. But I gotta pay my bills.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't want any hate. And also, I brought home, me and Maria are gonna try one of the new refreshers that we're getting. Mm-hmm. And we have both already tried it.
Yeah.
But since I can't boycott, I want to be excited about the new things that we're getting.
Okay.
Since, like, I'm not allowed. I mean, like, I guess I could boycott, but, like, I would be homeless.
I thought about it too when like everything was coming out and all that. People were like saying they were boycotting the place we work at. I was like, fuck, like I work there and I don't agree with what is happening. So it's like, should I be like feeling this way? But it's like, I need to pay my bills. So
no,
it's like,
literally.
Like, I'm not with it, but I gotta pay bills, you know? I got shit I gotta pay for. Like, I'm not with the company. Like, cause I thought of it, it's like, it's not like I'm standing with the company.
If you think
I'm
about
standing
it,
on it. I need to pay for my stuff.
If you think about it, we're actually taking from the company.
I do take.
Because they're giving us
maybe.
Money.
Corporate.
They're giving
I
us money.
I take what you guys give me.
Yeah. But, like, I want to be excited about the new things. And I've been making a whole, like, work a week with me video. Because those videos are really popular. And it's, like, videos where, like, I don't know, like, people, like, enjoy, like, watching just people work, and so I've just been making, like, silent videos of me working.
When I was first going to work at that place, like, when I knew, like, I had gotten approved for people to work there, I would look up videos of people working there.
Really?
I would, yeah, I loved it.
I'm so...
I remember a girl specifically would do that, like, she would, like, record drinks making, she, like, record a sunset outside, I loved it.
See, I think it's so cute, and, like, I'm gonna put, like, the name of the drink that I'm making, I think it's gonna be exciting, I think it's great, and those videos do really well, so, like, I don't want to toot my own horn, but, like, I'm hoping that mine's gonna do well. Should we try the refresher now?
Yeah, let's try it, I mean, you're talking about,
I'll be right back, let me grab it, you entertain the crowd.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I forgot that was in my fridge.
No, you're good, girl. Are you gonna dilute it or no? Because it is diluted, I mean, if we're gonna try the drink, how it is. I think I diluted a little bit, because if we're trying the drink, like, are we actually trying the drink, or are we just trying it, like, our way? Although, it doesn't have the pearls, though, right? Because it's supposed to come with pearls, right?
Yeah, it is supposed to come with pearls.
It's supposed to come with, like, these, like, little, like, boba pearls. I don't think they're advertising it as boba, but it's giving boba. And, yeah, and I have already tried it, and it's pretty good, honestly. The only thing I'll say is I would like it with a little bit more sweetener. Like, I feel like it was missing something. But I feel like with the pearls, I'll probably bring it all together. Because that's supposed to be, like, raspberry flavor, right? Hello?
Sorry, what? Sorry.
It's supposed to be, like, raspberry flavor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm very excited. But he got it with lemonade. You brought lemonade, right?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, he brought lemonade instead of water. So I haven't tried it this way, actually. Which I know isn't completely different, but, you know, different enough where it'll change different, you know?
I know that's one of the options is with lemonade. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that is the way that I like my refreshers. Cheers. So this is the, what's it called? Should
we... I don't know what the name is called, honestly. I forgot.
By the time it airs, I'm pretty sure we're going to be selling it. That's why I brought it.
I don't know, it's blue raspberry flavor, y'all.
It is. I think it's like very, it's not very berry. That was the last one that we had. It's something berry.
Yeah.
And we're getting, cheers. Okay. Like, I hate to say it. But it's like so good.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean it's good? What do you mean?
I think this is the best thing they've brought in a while.
No, yeah.
Especially, I mean, I haven't tried the boba yet, so like, but let's not like speak too soon. But like,
mm-hmm. I mean, I think it'll be good because I feel I like it'll definitely like, tie it in because it's supposed to be like raspberry flavor. I'm pretty sure. So it's like, and I remember feeling like I feel like it's missing something. So like, I feel mm-hmm. like that with that gush of the raspberry.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
No, yeah.
And the new.
I wish we had edible glitter.
Oh, I mean, Trixie's... I don't know if Trixie's technically edible. Maybe I shouldn't say
that. Oh, no, I mean, like at our work. Like, I mean, like, since we got, like, also lavender, mm-hmm. and then, like, this, like... I know I mixed the lavender with the lemonade. Like, I think it would look pretty. Like that
with the lavender.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't fucking like lavender.
I like it. It's good.
Speaking of which, okay, this is something I want to talk about. I wasn't even the one that opened the box. It was already open when I got there today. Mm-hmm. It was already open. So when I made it... Our manager was like, what is that? And I said, oh, it's the new refresher. What do you mean it's the new refresher? You weren't supposed to open the box. I said, I didn't open the box. Well, you still don't even be trying it. And I was like,
dang, yeah. We opened it the other day. And then, where did you find it?
It was under the counter.
Yeah.
And then as I'm leaving, he watches me pour it into a glass. But like, it wasn't me. Why am I getting yelled at for it?
I mean, it wasn't you.
It was you.
It wasn't me, technically. I mean, I'm never going to snitch.
I am never.
I'm never going to snitch. All I know is it was opened already and I tried it.
That's all. That's all.
And I mean, even a customer tried it, actually. Because I remember someone was like, let them try it. I thought that was funny.
I remember when we first got the pineapple. Mm-hmm. There was a customer that used to come in regularly. He doesn't really come in regularly anymore. He's kind of cute. Anyway. He was in there and he was like, I was like, do you want to try it? And he was like, yeah, I'll try it. And he was like, this is nasty. I wish the pineapple was better.
No, yeah. I mean, it is good if you spice it up. Like, you gotta add some stuff in
you
there.
You gotta add some
stuff. Yeah, and when I say spice, I'm not the spicy way they're also advertising it.
That makes sense.
Not that one. But I mean, spice it, like, add some sweetener. Like, I used to add sweetener, some of the puree in there. Mm-hmm. It was also before they had, like, the blended one.
Some queens.
I would do it like that.
Some drag queens who are on Drag Race are getting, like, a little canceled right now because really? They didn't add with them.
Really?
But you know what is so crazy? Mm. Is that two other queens did an ad for them, and they're not getting canceled.
Bring it up.
Okay, so you know Sugar and Spice, the two twins that were
I've heard them, yeah.
They're the ones that are getting canceled right now because they didn't ad for the spicy refreshers.
Wait, are they bigger than the other queens that aren't getting canceled? Because I know them because like they've been on my For You page so many times.
They are, I guess.
Like I know them, and I'm not even into drag like that.
Yeah, they definitely are better than the other two queens.
I feel like that's it then.
The other two queens are definitely like fan favorites from their season.
But they're not big though.
They're not.
You know whose headlines are you really gonna read?
Hmm?
Whose headlines are you really gonna read? The person that's not that big that you don't really know, or the person you know,
or the person that
so
I guess
it's like
you're
right. We all know why they're getting canceled. That's why like everyone's like so like conflicted with cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like. You don't know who could be next, and, like, it could be over the dumbest shit. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, I feel like, pick your battles. Like, mm-hmm. if I was to be Sugar and Spice, like, I'd be like, this is nothing, honestly.
No, it's literally...
It's just because we're big.
Got their bag.
Yeah.
And, I mean, their ad was pretty good.
Mm, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Maria, I have something... Okay. This is huge. I've been wanting to tell you this for days now.
Okay, girl.
Guess what we got.
What we get?
We got a viewer submission.
Oh, really?
Someone that listens to the podcast... Mm-hmm. texted my Instagram with a story that they wanted me to tell and they want our advice on. They want our advice on
it. Okay, okay.
And so I am, bitch, I was gagged when they said this to me. Okay,
I'm
so.
I'm excited. I hope I can give them advice.
Okay, so her name is Kayla.
Okay.
Okay, she said, hi there, Nathan. My name is Kayla. I love listening to you and Maria's podcast and I just wanted to say hi. And I have a story for you to read and I would like your advice on it. So me, a 26 female, I think that my boss, 27 male, is in love with me or something.
Oh, damn.
For some context, this made me cackle so hard. For some context, I work in a coffee shop that rhymes with Monk and Monuts. I work at a coffee shop that rhymes with Monk and Monuts, and it feels like anytime I'm scheduled, he's also scheduled with me. I work morning shifts, about 5:30 a.m. to 2:30 to 2 p.m.
That's
so
a long shift. Oh,
so
girl.
I know, girl.
Ooh, girl.
Ooh, girl. Kayla.
Like mine isn't that long, but like, damn.
I know.
I usually work morning.
I know. So it's expected that he's there, but no matter what position I work, it always seems like he's behind me. And he's always touching me in some way.
That's definitely weird.
I know.
Like, as a manager, like, why are you touching me?
It's either on my shoulder or on my back behind me as he's walking behind me.
The back's crazy. The shoulder can be like, okay. But the back?
He's about 6 feet tall, dark hair, almost black. I think it's dyed. And green eyes. He's a handsome man.
I was gonna say, he sounds kind of cute, but still.
He's a handsome man. However, I think dating the boss at the same job where I pooped my pants with liquid diarrhea, that's a story for another day. Makes me look kind of gross. Why would you say that to me? Like, now I want to know the poop story.
Yeah, then I submit it.
Now I want to know the poop story. The other day, however, did almost confirm my suspicions when he called me a very pretty lady while we were alone. Mm-hmm. I am both flattered and a bit uncomfortable by his actions. I'm just over here trying to sling out lattes, not get hit on by my manager. He told me that I was like the cream in his coffee when I was pouring a black coffee, and that made me both want to roll my eyes and laugh. Anyways, I guess my question is, should I pursue my boss or should I keep my relationship strictly boss and coworker? Thank you guys so much. I love listening to your guys' podcast and it always puts the biggest smile on my face. It makes me laugh so hard that I can't breathe. Y'all are really something special. Love, Kayla.
Thank you. I was gonna say, well, I guess you like him, right? Because he said, like, or should I pursue it? So I say if you like him, I say, why not pursue it if you're into him? But if, like, you're not into him and you're really genuinely creeped out by what he's doing, like, touching you and all that and, like, saying stuff like that to you, then I say either confront him and be like, I really don't like that. Or just, like, go to HR. Literally, like, I know it will take a while because recently we have had some people at our place getting reported, yeah. And, like, I don't want to say, actually.
What?
All I'll say is that I know it definitely takes a moment for things to go through to finally hear to the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's getting reported. Like, I know it's definitely So if you were to report it to HR, it'll be like a month of waiting for him.
You know who reported it, don't you?
I know one person.
Was it who reported me?
No, it wasn't. Oh. It was someone else. I know one.
Oh. Yeah, I got reported at work. And I was like...
If I knew who reported you, I would have told you.
The person... I mean, I have suspicions on who reported
me. I know everyone has a suspicion on one specific person, yeah.
Such with the P.
I know. Ever since y'all been also getting reported, they've been coming into work every day last week. I would see them come in. Every day I saw them. Yes! Every day I would see them around, like, it'd be like an hour before I'd have to leave. Because it wasn't super early. And they would come in, get a drink. One day they got their tips. And I'm like, why are you coming by so often?
Unless you want to know how your report.
But also, I do know... Okay, why am I, like, outing their life? I don't gotta say everything.
No, you can't.
I'm just gonna say, I know they're, like, dog groomers, like, right across the street.
Oh.
So, like, maybe that's why they come... He's like, no, you can say.
Me being gagged. Say it. It's just their dog groomer.
Okay, I don't care about that.
I'm just assuming because they always seem to have like a stick up their fucking ass.
Mm-hmm. I don't really work with them.
Not anymore.
I mean, well, yeah, but like when they were at our side, I really didn't. It was very passing.
I don't fucking like them.
Yeah.
Like, this sounds so bad, but anytime they would just put on their headset and start talking, I'd be like...
Really?
Every single time, really? I would like...
The few times they were doing, they didn't really talk.
Yeah, I think they started to realize that no one likes them.
Oh. Damn.
Look, listen. They're just like, okay, I don't want to talk bad. Never mind. I don't want to talk like shit about someone who like isn't there anymore and thinks that I did like them.
Okay.
Because I did treat them nice because I treat everybody nice. I try. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
Well, answer Kayla. But yeah, that's my advice to you, Kayla. Go to HR, come front and be like, hey, I don't feel comfortable with you like touching me.
Or if you're or, into like, it.
Yeah, if you're into it, I say do it. I will say though, if you are working at the place that I think you're working at, like same isn't like the same as our place, right?
It rhymed.
It
rhymes with like, Munchkin Monuts.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think so? No, it doesn't. It is a different place, actually.
It's the one that's like right across the, right, I know. Right down
it's the other one.
Right
I was getting confused.
You thought it was the place that we work at?
Yeah.
With Munchkin Monuts?
Yeah. That's why I like for a moment I kind of stayed thinking, but I was like, wait, it doesn't really add up. But now I know.
Munchkin Monuts. When I tell you.
That's like when you were laughing, I'm just there like.
When I tell you, I saw that in my DMs, and that literally made me like tear up. I laughed so hard. Munchkin Monuts. Why wouldn't they just say the
name? Well, I guess they don't want to say the place. Well, either ways, now I know what place, so never mind on what I said. Because you definitely don't work at our place.
Definitely.
But it took like an hour. It took like a month, though.
Okay, I want to know the tea that you have.
It's not only thing, it's tea. I mean, the person told, like, a whole bunch of people.
Who was that?
Well, I'm not going to say it right who here.
Was, you can... Oh, yeah. Okay,
so
okay,
it's like,
okay.
And no one cares about the other person also, so it's like, so it's like, is it really tea? It's like, who really cared that they it's got like, reported?
How many people have had phone calls so far? Is it four?
I've only heard about you three. No, four. You, the other person, the person I just said, and then... The guy I work with in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say names. I don't know if they're comfortable.
No. Oh my god, he texted me right after the phone call. He goes, "Someone reported me too," and I said, "They're coming after the gays."
They are. I told you. I literally told you they're going after every single one of y'all.
I know.
Or the ones that they know at least.
It was just the way that they were. It was just like the way that the conversation went that I thought was so funny. It was so cryptic too. They were like, so. How do you interact with all of your coworkers? And I was like, you know, I was really trying to give like corporate answers. I said, we're a huge family. And I said stuff like that. And they said, so what happens when like you touch each other? And I said, I was like,
girl, I don't know how you would get the straight face. I'm thinking I would have laughed. Like,
no,
what?
I was
like,
trying,
what do you mean touch each other?
I was like, when we pass by each other, like when we touch each other's backs or shoulders, she goes, yeah, why, like, how do y'all feel about that? And I was like, well, most of us do it and like don't really care, but if someone like expresses that they don't like
being
physically touched, like obviously we're not going to touch them anymore. And she goes, okay, good. And how do you talk to each other? And I was like, I don't know, like we're friends. And she goes, cool. Because someone did complain that you were saying slurs. And I was like, what? Just, do you happen to use the F slur? I wish I would have been like, faggot? Yeah, but no, I didn't. I said, I do. And she goes, so do you do it at work? And I said, depends on who's working, but sometimes. And she goes, let's refrain from using slurs at work. And that about sent me out.
Yeah.
I had to put the phone on mute because I almost started laughing in her face. Let's refrain from using
slurs.
Girl,
she's trying to say corporate too. She's like, what should I say too?
I was like,
you're thinking about what you say. She's like, what should I say?
That had me rolling. It was so funny. And now I can't stop quoting it. Anytime something happens, I go, let's refrain from doing that at work. It's so funny. But anyway, that's about it.
But yeah. So, Kayla, I guess whatever you're feeling. If you're feeling him, then I say go for it. But like, I guess it depends on where you work at. Because I know you can have like a relationship with like the manager.
She didn't
depending,
really,
right?
She didn't really say how she feels about it.
But like, it sounded like at the end when
like,
she said, or should I pursue him?
She
That's
said,
why I'm saying like.
He's a handsome man. However, I think dating the boss at the same place where I pooped my pants would be kind of gross. But she also said that like.
Is it the end where she's like. Or should I go for him? Because, like, I feel like...
Should I pursue my boss or should I keep the relationship strictly boss and coworker? I think if you're feeling it, you should pursue him. And if it makes you feel uncomfortable, because she also said that it makes her feel uncomfortable.
That's why I'm also like, I don't know now. I don't know which one you're feeling, Kayla. So I say if you're feeling uncomfortable, definitely either report it or confront him. Or if you are feeling him and you're not feeling uncomfortable, I say pursue it, but maybe, like, keep it under wraps. Because, like, so you don't get fired either.
Because,
like, I know in a specific place, like, you can't be dating someone. Especially if it's, like, you're higher up. So I would say maybe, like, keep it under wraps. Because I know, like, they're not our coworker anymore, but there was someone that used to be our coworker. They had to leave the place they were working at before because they were dating them. I'm not gonna say their name. Actually, I just said their name before, but I'm not gonna say their name.
Oh, you have said the name before. I remember.
You remember?
I remember that! Because you were showing me pictures of her at, like, Disneyland.
No fucking way you remember,
of
too.
Of course I remember.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Sometimes I think about it, I'm like, what if, like, that video blows up? Like, I didn't mean the stuff I said, I swear. I didn't.
I didn't mean it.
I just wanted to say her whole name. Like, I really said her first name and last name.
Say it again.
No, I won't.
Oh, no.
All I will say is I'm sorry. If I could go back, I would. Which I guess I could. Well, I guess you would.
Well, I guess
it would have to be you that goes back.
I don't remember what the episode was.
Go, me neither.
I think it was when we were still filming in my laundry room.
Really? I thought it was when we were in that other room.
Was it? You think? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I really do remember you. I still remember you showing me that. But I still can see, like, the pictures of her. Like, I think it was Disney World.
Yeah, yeah,
I can still see it. Okay, I have a story for you that I remembered the other day.
You can tell me.
And, oh, actually, no. First, I want to talk to you. Speaking of, like, manager and coworker.
What?
Sometimes I feel like our manager is a little creepy.
Oh. Why?
The way that he acts with some of our specifically one of our coworkers, makes me feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's like, I don't know why he really acts like that towards only me. Mm-hmm. And, like,
I don't know.
Ugh.
Report him.
I don't know.
If she don't like it, report it.
And, like, is it,
or your point, if it, you said it's making you uncomfortable, if it's, like, that obvious,
it's, like,
then it's, like, I guess report it. If it's even where, like, you're, like, feeling an icky way, then it has to be, I feel.
Like, I'm not, I feel like, I've talked to her about it so many times, and I'm, like, am I crazy? Or is he, like, trying to pop your puss? And he has a girlfriend. That I did ask if it was his sister, because I thought that was hilarious to do. Mm-hmm. Is that your sister or your girlfriend? He said, huh? He said, what do you mean? He said, she's always here. Is she your boyfriend? I mean, no, not your boyfriend. Is she your girlfriend or your sister? My girlfriend. I said, okay. Yeah. Anyway, my story. I remember the story the other day because I was talking about it, so one time, I was like, 11, 10, right? Mm-hmm. And, okay, I've never really, like, bonded with my stepmom very much, but we were having, like, a moment. We were having a little bonding moment where I was watching her put her makeup on, and she painted my nails, and she did, like, it was, like, a beautiful red, and I was so excited about it. Mm-hmm. And then she went and told my entire family, and I was in the closet, so I felt immediately humiliated, embarrassed, and she's like, he let me paint his nails and it's so pretty. I was like, no fucking way. And then I don't know, like, every time she brings it up, she's like, he started lying about it and said that I made him do it, and I was like, yeah, you embarrassed me. I was like, he made me feel humiliated.
Yeah
And I don't know, and then, like, I don't know, she always wonders why we're not close, and then I, like, think I get reminded of things like that happening. I'm like, I wonder if there's a reason.
Yeah
You know, anyway.
Oh, that was it? I thought you were going to say more.
No, that was my whole story. I thought about that the other day, and, like, they were so pretty, though. Mm-hmm. It was like a blood red.
Well, I guess next time talk to her about that.
So
long. I mean, if she brings it up, I mean, but it's, like, obviously you're still holding on to that trauma. So it's, like, it's so long ago, but, like, it's not long enough. Obviously, it did something to you.
Just, like, telling everybody.
Feel like, I'm not saying, like, I mean, you don't have to be. I mean, you could be if you're really means that much to you. Like, you could be the one who's, like, started, be like, hey, I really would like to talk to you, blah blah blah, or you could just wait till next day you see her and be like, and or she says something to you like, why aren't we that close? You could be like,
what? Do you remember that one time?
Yeah, well, not even just like that one time, just be like, I don't know, be like, there were specific times in my youth where I felt like you were just, like, making fun of me, or just, I mean, I don't know how you felt, this is what I'm thinking you were feeling, or, like, where I felt like you just embarrassed me, or like, I felt you were just making a fool of me, or just something. I don't know. Whatever your feelings are, you know, you say that. And then, obviously, she'll say something. I don't know. She'll probably get defensive. You don't know. And then that's when you go into the stores. I'm like, well, there was this one time you did this. I was like, I really wish you just didn't do that. Like right now, you could be like, we were having one of the best memories of my life, I feel. I don't know how you describe it. Where you're like, oh, it was a really good memory. We were bonding. You were painting my nails and all that. And then you just, like, went and told everyone, like, and it just made me feel really embarrassed because I still wasn't comfortable with myself. I don't know.
So humiliating. Something. It was so humiliating.
And maybe it'll, maybe one else, maybe it'll make you feel better, or maybe, like, it won't. Because you also know how she'll react.
I got caught masturbating, and that was less embarrassing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I never been caught.
Masturbating?
Actually, no, I have.
Oh my god. One time, we've talked about him on here before. I probably told the story on here before. But me and one of my ex-boyfriend from high school, we were fooling around in my bed, right? And no, I still don't understand why. This is another thing. I still don't understand why, like, she would do this. But as we were fooling around, he has his pants off, and his panties were under the blankets. She just, whoosh, opens the door, and he...
Wait, who's my she?
My stepmom.
Oh.
And he collapsed on top of my body and just laid there. And she goes, oh, dinner's ready. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Shut the door.
Well, yeah.
But we were naked. Mm-hmm. And whoosh. It was just he literally just... on my body, and I was like, oh, we'll be done in a minute. Anyway, do you want to take a quick little breaky break, and we'll be right back? We are going to be right back. We're going to take a smidge little break, and then when we get back, we're going to talk about...
It is 420 for us.
It is 420 for us. Like, the actual day,
so... Oh my god, I saw this one TikTok, this guy was like, people keep asking me what I'm going to do for 420. He's like, same as every other day. I'm just going to do it a little bit more harder. And I'm like, you know what? That's been me also, every other year. I just did a little more.
Should we go really hard today?
Oh, yeah! Let's go hard! Yeah. Let's go hard, guys!
I know we just...
We'll be up in a class when we come back, guys.
I know we literally just uploaded our 420 episode today.
But today's actual day up for us, so it's like, you know, we're just celebrating a little.
We're just like a little. Just like, we're having a little celebration.
Do you want to go out to eat later, and we can just do it then? You don't want to go and eat?
I don't.
Okay. Then we can just do it now.
We'll be right back. Hi, guys! We are back. You look so much more lit than I do.
Well, come in the light, girl. Come in the light. Okay. Ooh, what are some good party club songs you like? I love a good 2000 club music. Ooh. Like Pitbull. I like it. I would love to be in a club right now in this side.
Oh, bitch, with this makeup on, with this glitter. Ugh. Ooh, when we were in New York, you should remind me to bring my glitter.
I don't even think I'll have to remind you. Like, you would bring a glitter?
I didn't bring it the first
time. It's what, a slur? It's not?
I didn't bring that the first time.
Really?
I was actively moving out, though, so, like...
Really? I thought you did. That's why I was like, do I even need to remind you?
I brought that unicorn snot stuff that I was like, like, glitter lotion, I guess. Mm-mm. I mean, like, this glitter.
No, I know what you mean.
Because I think this in the clothes would be cute. Well, I'll definitely
remind you then. I guess you don't always get glitter review.
Yeah, so... Is it because I'm gay? Do you think...
No, maybe it's because there's literally glitter all over your face right now.
Gay people only like glitter?
I don't want to answer that question.
Should we show the face?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I would love to.
Well, I guess you go first, because I took inspiration from you.
Okay. Stop. Okay. I don't think my face looks very good. I thought of doing like purple in the eye, but then it just kind of looks like a black eye. Oh. And so I put blue in it, and that made it worse. And I was like, okay. Really? I'll put green in there. And then green also made it look like a black eye. And I was like, shit.
Girl, you were going for black eye colors too. Like, why would you put blue? Why would you put purple? And then, no, I think the purple was fine. It's like, why would you put the blue next to it and then put green?
I thought it would look like a mermaid.
You know what? It's giving mermaid tail, kind of, but it's also... You gave yourself a black eye.
I thought my face was pretty. Your face looks so pretty. What the? Oh, yeah. Do y'all
giving dreamy?
Do y'all like
me? This should be our thumbnail, girl. Come here. Okay, watch us make a thumbnail. Or, like, hear us make a thumbnail. Because I guess we also got to keep talking for the people that can't. ASMR of you going.
Oh, yeah. Move your lips. This is the ASMR segment. And I hope that. Are you gonna drink that?
Oh, yeah, I'll take a more. I'll take a sip.
Oh, that made my pussy wet. That sounds so.
Come on, you can have it though.
Are you ready for that?
I don't know why. It just like gave finger to me right now.
Why would you say that?
Does it not get finger tasty?
I don't think it tastes.
I don't know. Right now, all of a sudden, I got finger taste.
Well, let's take a taste.
Does it give a finger taste? You put your actual finger in there and then you tasted it. Could you imagine?
Does it taste like finger? Well, you see, when I was making yours, I did stir it like that. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Oh!
I didn't actually believe it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, should be. I'm just kidding. There we go.
Oh my my gosh. I think it's funny when people say that. Also, I didn't say sorry to you. I said sorry to the chair. Oh, I don't know why. I will be honest. I don't know why I said sorry to the immediate object. But
inanimate?
Is that what it's called? Inanimate.
Not immediate.
I don't like immediate. But hold on.
Do you remember any good, like, iconic Coachella performances?
I remember... No. I was about to say that. But, I do remember... I don't know, last year it was a really big thing that, Carol G... Because there have been apparently more Latin American people, like, performing in mm-hmm. Coachella as a, and there wasn't before. So I know that's been, like, a really big thing. And I know last year that was a really big thing that she was there. And then especially because she was, like, playing, Selena music. Like, mm-hmm. they were playing... She, like, sang some of her songs, you know? And then, like, Peso Pluma was there this year. Also, I heard someone saying, like, I remember last... He was there last Ooh. Year, but he was there as a special guest by Becky G. Because Becky G was also out there. Mm. And Coachella.
Love Becky G. She mm-hmm. was on Drag Race.
I love Becky, too. Yeah. And I was going to say, she brought him out as a special guest. And this year, he came, and I think he was, like, one of the main performers. You know, like, mm-hmm. he had, like, one of those main stages. And, yeah, just know that. And I know people were also, like, bringing up a lot of stuff about, like, how, like, over there is, like, where they have that festival technically is, like, a poorer place. Like, it's more, like, of, like, the working people there. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, I'm just paying attention to that. I saw a lot of that last year, though. Mm-hmm. I know that's not a performance, but I just remember that.
I mean, the only one I can really remember...
But...
Oh.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry. I did interrupt you, technically. I did think you were done, but then you said something. Well, I'll keep going. But I was gonna say, this year's performances, I really okay. So beforehand, like I always like watched the videos people did of like Coachella, like at least well only the people like, I liked. Like, but Coachella never really was like, why are you looking at me like that? Oh my god, it's bringing the why you be acting some sort of way. Now that you remembered, I'm gonna bring it up. Last week on our episode from last week, I remember I was talking to you about the lost tape. Remember, it was on. We were talking about it. Remember?
Uh huh.
And then you, like, started acting weird. And I remember I realized it during then. And I said, why are you acting like that? And he's like, I'm not acting like anything. And then even on camera, you're acting weird. When I bring it up, I'm like, yeah, we have the last tape. And you're just...
I'm not gonna lie. I knew I was acting weird. But I only was acting weird because I was like, I didn't put it on this phone. And, like, I know it won't download in time. Because I know how my data is. I was like, it's not gonna download in time. Okay. And so I was sitting there, I was like... kind of panicking in my head. I was like,
okay, so I was right. Okay, I was like, I knew it. Like, I knew it wasn't just me because, like, I was still thinking about it. I'm not gonna lie, especially because we never even did like the review of it.
Are you wanting to do it right now? Because it's would you still love to? On that phone.
Oh, it's not downloaded.
I mean, I can just like we can switch phones to record this one really quick. Crystal Seggy. Saggy.
I know. I didn't even realize you said that. But like, let's finish our Coachella stuff. And then see where we go from there. I mean, we have a good amount of our episode here, I feel. What do you think?
We do.
Yeah? Okay, well, back to Coachella. I was going to say, I really like Doja Cat's performance I saw. I think it's 2 weeks that they have for Coachella, isn't it? Like, it's last weekend, and don't they have another
one? Oh, yeah. It's
another one like this two weekend. Weekends? Yeah, I think so. They have they're having another one this weekend, I think. But, like, the one I saw last week, it looked really good. I really like Doja's. If I'm correct, I think there's 2 weeks. I really do think there's 2 weeks. I think so.
I thought it was just 2 days.
Really? I thought it was, like, 2 days of each weekend.
I don't know.
That's what I thought. I mean, I told you, I never really was into it. Like, I watched it beforehand.
No, you know, I was watching one of, what's his name? Manny Emuay? I was watching one of his videos, and he said week one and week two, so maybe you're right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, yeah. But yeah, I was never that much into it. Like, I never really, like, was like, oh, I would want to go there. I mean, I would want to go there, but, like, it wasn't like, oh, I have to be there. Like, I want to go.
Yeah, I've never had the urge either.
Yeah. But, I don't know, this year, I saw this year's, performances and all that, and I was like, ah, fuck, I wish I was there. Like, I really wish I was there to experience Doja's. You know what?
In 2016, like, that's when I was like, I want to be there. Yeah. Because, like, that was, like, peak Coachella.
No, I do remember, yeah. Like, I saw when we were, like, Emma Chamberlain recording her, mm-hmm. you know, going there. Like, everyone was always talking about Coachella.
Everyone, I still remember, like, when it was Coachella time, that's what every YouTuber was doing at the time.
Everyone, literally, Alicia Marie.
Everyone. And so, like, that's when I was like, damn, I wish mm-hmm. I was there.
I remember everyone doing that. Not by that. I'm telling you, it wasn't like, oh, I want to. No, actually, no, that's such a lie. I feel like there were a few times where I was like, oh, I want to be there. But anyways, yeah, what about you? Any favorite performances?
Oh, I mean, the only ones I can really remember are like the K-pop ones because
I know there were a few K-pop artists this year,
There were some good ones this year. Yeah. They had, I'm pretty sure they had Le Sserafim, which is so good. And I think they had 17, but don't quote me on that because I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I remember Blackpink's performance, I think last year, was
Oh, I did see Blackpink's performance. I loved it. So good, yeah. It was amazing. See, again, that's one of the performances I wish I was there to experience. Like, I actually wish I was there. Also, I will say, I really like... Ew, stinky! But anyways, I was gonna say, there is this one thing they have. It's like a... It's like some sort of building, and it's like a staircase kind of vibe. Like, it's clear. Like, all the windows are see-through, obviously, because they're windows. And then...
but all like, the windows are see-through? You know what? I won't fault you, because, like, stained glass is a thing.
And yeah, but, oh, a squirrel! Oh, it ran away.
Oh, okay. It was you. Second I look.
Well, it literally was prancing away. Anyways, they have this, like, building. It has windows. It's made out of windows. And it's, like, different colors. And you can just see the people walking in the stairways, because it's, like, a circle. Mm. I think that looks really cool. I think that'd be a really cool pick.
That would be a cool pick to
see. But, like, yeah. Well, yeah, you talk about it. What? Did I make a real face? I felt it. I felt it, but I was like, maybe he'll just be talking.
I really, can I be honest, I really don't, like, don't know that. Like, I just, like, I really, 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 like, remember, like, 2018 Coachella the most. Like, 2018, 2019, 2017. Mm-hmm. That's the time, like, I really remember it. Mm-hmm. Like, these past few years, I feel like people were really...
Yeah, that's why I also feel like it was also, like, really, like, big. After, that's when it really started getting big.
I feel like after COVID, it just hasn't been as big since.
Yeah, I just feel like the things I have been here are just, like, I'm telling you, like, things I heard about the Latin singers being out there more.
I'm so sorry.
And, like, people bringing out awareness that, like, a lot of people were, like, there's, like, what were they saying? See, I don't want to say it because, like, I don't know if it's exactly true. That's what they were saying. But I think they were saying that, like, it costs a bunch of money that, like, to be at Coachella and, like, there's just a bunch of, like, workers there and stuff. I don't know. I don't remember the whole thing, honestly. So I'm not gonna say anything, actually.
Coachella is so expensive.
No, I saw one person do a TikTok this like last weekend that they went, and like they said they were like they like put all their expenses from like flying out there, hotel, and all that. And I think it was like I don't even remember. I think it was like 4,000 something like that. In total.
I wish a brand would sponsor us to go.
Oh no, yeah. It's almost a sponsor us
to go.
I would love to go.
Next year,
obviously. Yeah, but I would love to go. I definitely have a lot of fun.
And we'll post about you the whole weekend. The whole weekend we'll be posting.
Oh yeah, I do know like the parties do go hard. Also, that's another thing I feel like why I also really want to be there this year. From like a lot of people that I do watch now also going to Coachella. They really, there was a hair that got in my mouth. There was a lot of people that were, like, showing, like, the parties. Like, literally, like, it wasn't even, like, the first day of Coachella and people said they were already drunk. And I was like, bruh, I kind of want to experience that. Like, I would love to be that. I don't know, I just would love to experience that.
No, I would love to. See, now I'm getting envious about it.
Right? Like, I was like, fuck, like, I'm actually getting FOMO. Like, I usually never do. Like, I'm usually never, like.
A FOMO girly?
Yeah. But I was like, damn, I really want to be there. I'm telling you, especially for Doja's performance, like, I saw it and I was like, it looks so good. Like, girl, I love how creative it was. Mm-hmm, no, it is. Hot. I don't know, like, and everyone's, like, on drugs there, apparently.
What? We gotta go.
So, I wanna be there. Go. Like, I just wanna be there. I really wanna go to a rave, too.
What is, like, a drug besides weed that you would try?
To be honest, I don't really know any other drugs. I mean, I told you from when we go to the plane, if you... Well, I don't want to say this. What if your doctor says this? Not sees it, but like, you know, what if like...
My doctor?
No, never mind.
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know
what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Not the doctor, obviously. I don't mean like the actual doctor.
Yeah.
I don't want you to not maybe get it. So...
I know what you're talking about.
Just in case there's anyone out there, I'm not going to say it. But like, I'm going to tell you, I don't really know any other drugs. And I don't know if I don't know.
Like LSD, acid,
I heard LSD.
Molly,
I don't think I tried acid. I've heard mushrooms. But the thing is that those that also like get me where I'm like, I don't know if I do want to try it is because like when we were in New York, I wouldn't do that.
Crack.
But like, you know, when we were in New York, we could have. Okay.
Sorry.
When we were in New York, I know like there was offers like were of stuff like you could buy that were mushrooms, but like, I didn't even buy them or want to get it because I was like, what if like it makes me have like those like. Where people say, like things are moving.
Bad trip?
Yeah, trip. But, like things are moving that, like, obviously shouldn't be moving. Mm. And I'm like, I don't want to experience... Like, I know I'd freak out.
Hallucinations?
Yeah, like, I don't want to freak out. So that's why I'm like, I don't know. And then LSD, I don't know. Honestly, I don't even know what LSD is.
Acid.
LSD is acid?
Honestly, though, like...
But, like, what does it do? Like, is it also, like, a... Because I think those two things that are just, like...
It's a hallucinogenic, yes.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. But it's like, if I'm in the moment, I see... I don't know. I would have to see how everyone else is reacting.
Yeah, I would have to have them take it
first. That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe I would for that one. Because, like, if I see everyone react... Because I'm not going to just be like, okay, yeah, thanks. Like, no, like, I'm not going to, like, take it right away. But, like, if I see everyone's, like, doing good after, like, an hour or two, and they're still sound, I'm like, okay, I'll take a little. But even then, like, a little. But, like, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I think I'm more of a weed gal.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really want to venture out to those other drugs. Like, honestly.
I don't think I... one time my ex-boyfriend said that mushrooms is just, like, a stronger weed. I don't know if that's true, but...
I don't know.
That's what he said.
I'm not gonna say, like, I wouldn't do it. Because, honestly, I might... I'm telling you. After I see how everyone reacts...
Those videos...
But there's specific ones, I'm telling you. I'm gonna do hard shit.
Those videos that you showed me about, like, where people are, like...
Yes, that's what I'm like, I don't know if I want to try it, actually.
One that he was, like... He was talking about, like, he was on a beach, and he was, like... On, like, was he, like, on,
yeah,
like,
a he did acid.
Girl.
That's what I'm like...
He was on the beach.
I think
he
even
like,
did tabs too. I don't know if that is acid also. But.
He was like crawling on the ground. Imagine what like everyone else saw.
Yeah.
That like
insane. Sorry.
He looks like a drug addict. See that?
Yeah, literally just.
That's when it's like. Do we want to?
It's like, do I want to? Like, I don't want to look like that. Like, I don't want to be acting like that. So it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if I really would. But I was like, what if I see everyone acting fine? Who knows? I might take a little bit.
Maybe I'd try
like I'm not gonna lie, I might take a little.
Maybe I'd try like a little bit of like cocaine.
No, I wouldn't do it. I would never do harsh like
because
that.
Because I know like it's a big thing with drag queens.
Yeah.
So like
I mean,
I know
like celebrities have done it, but like same thing we all seen how they end out. I know. I will say it does make me skinny.
See, don't even get me started on meth.
The models,
meth
they were
makes
always.
You...
Yeah, but no, that's what... No,
meth
I'm not
is
doing
too
meth.
Crazy.
We'll do the cocaine, maybe. No, I don't think I can do cocaine. You're doing the cocaine.
A little bit of cocaine in here, but meth crossing a line. Well, because you've seen people on meth before.
No, yes. Yes, yes.
I'm scared.
Wasn't like people on cocaine? Because, like, doesn't it... Okay, you know, stop. I'm like, no, it's like, I don't know. So I'm like, I don't do those hard shit. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Like, see, I don't think I could, actually.
I don't know if I actually would. I want to try poppers, though. Those are a big thing with gay people. I don't really know what it is, but, like, it comes in, like, a little bottle and you...
Oh, no, I know that. I think I would, because, like, okay, I've seen, you know that podcast I was always talking about, Silver Talks? I know they did those. Like, they just did a little sniff.
I don't even know.
They seem fine. They would just go, whew.
I don't know
that's
what it does, but I know it makes, like...
I might take a little.
I know that bottoms do it right before they stick it in, because it makes you really...
Loose.
Relaxed. Don't say loose. Don't say loose.
Okay, well, I was also going to say,
makes you relaxed.
I remember seeing, don't, like, people that work out also do that? Like, as, like, a pre-workout?
Poppers?
Yeah, that's how I saw that. Maybe something else I'm thinking about, because, like...
Poppers?
Maybe there's...
We're out here doing poppers before we do workout? Like,
yes!
I'm not...
I think that's what I'm thinking about. Like, because I remember someone, it's like this thing where, like, same thing, just sniff it. And then, like, they do it as a pre-workout type of thing.
Would you smell smelling salts? Like, you know those things that, like, people do, like, to wake up in the morning? Wake people up who are passed out and they do the salt in front of them and they, like... You see videos of people doing it, right?
I don't know. I feel like I know what you're talking about. But sometimes, like, now I feel like, what if I'm confusing what I'm thinking about with that now?
It's like,
I don't think it is smelling salts.
I don't know. Like, you smell them and they're, like, so strong. Like, you, like... It wakes you up if you're passed out, basically.
No, I've heard of those, yeah.
And, like, I've seen people...
Would I do it? Girl, I don't think so, honestly. I really don't think I would.
I think I just want to know what they're smelling.
I don't know.
I just want to know.
I don't know, because I'm not fully sure what that even is. So, I don't want to be
like, I just want to know what they're smelling. Yeah.
I mean, I guess if
paramedics
are out,
using it.
Yeah.
If it's, like people, paramedics are using it, so, like, I'm sure it's, like, not, like, bad.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's just, like, something really... It clears up your sinuses.
I don't know.
I just want to know what it's like. Oh, sorry.
Like, get what you mean. I know. I get being curious about all that.
I just don't think I.
But it's like, it's just like the after effects. Where I'm like, I don't know if I am that curious.
I just feel like they hit it and their like net goes all the way back, and I'm like, what are they smelling? That it's like.
No, it definitely has, like, really strong. I feel like it has to be like an icy feeling.
Oh yeah, that's
okay.
I'm sorry.
You like spat on me.
Absolutely, just why I sounded.
Girl's like, hey, like there's so many times on this episode where I just like got so messed up in my words.
But that's every episode. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, that's not a lie, though. I'm telling you, I'm working on it.
So, Coachella.
We were kind of talking about Coachella. Okay, so what do you got about Coachella? I mean, do you have anything?
Literally nothing.
Really? Well, I always love their outfits. So I was going to say that.
Oh, people I love do their outfits. Go.
They go out. Yeah, I love
people
that.
People do go out. Would you go out?
Of course. I feel like there you kind of have to go out. Well, obviously, going out, like, from your, I guess, range of how you work out. Because everyone has their own different levels. Because mm-hmm. I've also seen more outfits where, like, it's not, like, the most out outfit, but it's definitely more out for that person that I've seen mm-hmm. that person wear.
Sorry, you know what I mean? So much glitter all on you.
I do, yeah.
Sorry, and no, I'm just getting it more on you.
Cause no, it's okay. I would love a glittery leg moment. A glittery. I know, you hear my throat. But, yeah.
It's always you who's making it's these always, throat noises.
It is, but you know what? It's always you that's spitting.
I got a wet mouth.
Yeah, we know. Mouth. We heard the spit in there. We heard the spit accumulating.
It was. I'm just so thirsty.
So drink some water. You can have some of my water if you want.
Okay, sure.
Just do a waterfall. So, like, what do we... I was going to ask you a question in the middle of you drinking that water. I was going to say, so what do you think about outfits?
I saw Manny go through all of his outfits. Is he canceled? I don't know.
Manny Mue. Mm-hmm. I think they were... Weren't they canceling him for, like... a moment, like, a few years ago with, like, Laura something.
Sorry. Every time I think about Laura.
I mean, I recently saw them on, like, a video.
That glitter looks so good on you.
Thank you. So, I don't think they're canceled anymore. Okay. I'm telling you, cancel culture. It's just picking who you like, who you don't, honestly, at this point.
No.
Like, who, for the most part. Whose drama isn't actually bad, whose drama's actually,
yeah, I guess,
like,
you're right.
You know? Because some people are, or should be canceled from the shit they have done or said.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, some people just, like, the dumbest shit. It's, like...
No, I have a question. Hmm. If it's, like, from, like...
Really, really long ago?
Like, 10, 15 years ago, do you think it should still be canceled for it?
I feel like it depends
I think it depends on how they are as a person now.
Yeah. I think it depends on what it is and, like, how... Like, if they did change. Like, did they change from that? Like, did they grow from that? Or did they just, like, stay that same person?
They grow. No, what? I mean, like... Sorry. I'm talking about... I thought you were asking, like, the hypothetical person that I was talking about. And then you just... I thought you were asking, like, a bitch.
No. Girl, I was so confused.
I thought you were asking the hypothetical person that I was talking about. That was so embarrassing.
Who are you talking about?
But I was just, like, thinking... I was just, like, if they've, like... If it was, like, 15 years ago and they've grown... I'm just, like... No, if it was, like, literally, like, a fake person. Like, a hypothetical person. If it was... No, don't put this on me. Okay, I'm not talking about no one specific.
Yes, you are. No. Okay, he's not talking about anyone specific, guys. No one at all.
No, because I'm just... No, it's like a... It's like a...
it's not like a what?
It's just... No.
I want to see that written on the piece of paper, girl.
I love that video.
Me too.
And the other girl is being like... And it's like, yeah. And it's like, you do this thing, and it's like, yeah. And so, yeah. And she's like...
I recently saw that video again, and I was like, I want to say that too.
Oh. I want to be just like her.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, you broke my pink deck. Sorry.
Okay, but... Yeah. I say it depends. Depends.
Mm-hmm.
Have they grown? What it was? And yeah. Because if, like, I'm telling you, if they're not, like, changed at all, they're still, like, same. They still think, like, it was okay, whatever it was that they did that was, like, obviously wrong. And then, obviously, no, I'm not going to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. What about you?
Well, if they're the same, they should still be canceled. But, like...
Yeah, but, like, if this... So you agree with me?
Yeah.
If they changed?
Yes.
Okay, girl. Okay, so you agree with me, too? Yes. What?
Stop. You crack me up, girl.
Girl, you crack me up because I'm asking you and you're just like, I think the same.
Okay, I have a question. Oh my god, I don't even know if I brought this up on the last podcast. I took some notes from the other episode that, like, I didn't know if I got to or not.
Mm-hmm.
But when people are like, oh, you like sweets? You're a baby.
I love sweet.
You need to grow up. When people are like, when I'm like, when we get a sweet treat, they're like, sweet treat, grow up. And I'm like,
someone has said that to you?
Yes.
I say that all the time and no one has said that to me.
You've never had anyone say that to you? Like, people who are like, I swear.
Well, I guess, you know, I kind of, because, like, I know my mom's like, oh, girl, you always, like, are eating, like, something sweet, because I'm like, I'm going to go get something to eat. Like, she's like, where are you going? I'm like, oh, I'm going to get some ice cream. She's like, really?
I just
because I like sweet treats, but it's, like, it's not really, like, making fun, it's just, like, She just knows that I like sweet stuff.
You know, so many people tell me, like, you need to grow. Like, I remember,
not,
like...
No, she's never said anything like that to me.
I've always, like, sweet... Like, growing up, I always like sweet things. Remember, yeah. Anytime I would want to get a little sweet treat, my parents would be like, you still like sweets? Like, grow up already.
Really? And I'm like... No, if anything, my mom's like, oh, you're just a sweet tooth. Like, te gusta mucho el dulce. Like, you love the sweet stuff. Like, that's it. But not, like, really in, like, a mean way. Like, she never told me, you love sweet stuff. You need to stop liking that. She never said that to me. She has never said that. She's like, so like, she doesn't acknowledge.
I thought this was, like, a thing that happens to
everybody. No, I think that's a you thing. Because, like, she's just, at least with my mom, she's only ever acknowledged, even other family members that know that I love sweet stuff, they just, like, acknowledge that I love sweet stuff. But they're not, they never told me, you need to stop liking sweet stuff. Like, you shouldn't be eating sweet stuff. Well, they told me, like, it, like, causes stuff to your, like, teeth and all that. But I'm like, I mean, that's what I feel like. You're not brushing your teeth, I feel. Not that I eat sweet stuff that much, where, like, I'm actually causing, like, damage to them.
Damn, I thought this was, like, a universal thing that happens to people.
No, I think that's just your family, girl. My family, I mean, or have other people done it besides your family? Because I don't think any other person has ever told me, don't like sweet stuff.
They just, like, tell me, like, I need to grow up.
Yeah, no one's ever told me to grow up from liking sweet stuff.
Okay,
you're just old, in their mentality, that you just don't like... sweet stuff.
I need to know this happens to other people. Like, yeah. I've even said, like, oh, maybe a sweet treat. Like, sweet treat? Grow up.
Do you think maybe it's, like, the way that you're saying sweet treat?
I don't know.
Do you think it's just that I'm saying, I need to get a sweet treat. Grow up. Do you think that's it?
I don't know.
Because, like, do you think they'd react the same if you said, I'm going to go get dessert? Because sometimes I say that to them, I'm like, wait, I don't post it. You know?
I don't know. Maybe I should try it next time.
It just acknowledges that I like sweet stuff and doesn't really... make fun of me for it.
I love sweets.
It got me too. I always get a sweet treat.
I love it.
I always get a sweet treat.
Ooh, the glitter in my eye.
There was a glitter in my eye earlier. I just pushed through it. I was like, blinging a whole bunch.
Oh my god. I remember when I was driving to my Trixie concert, I had the glitter on my face, which I don't even know why I did my face before it, because before I went into the concert, I put a little more face on.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I remember, as we were on FaceTime, I remember me and Maria were on FaceTime as I was walking up to the building. Mm-hmm. But I put more of my face on because by the time I got to the concert, most of the glitter on my eye was, like, gone.
Really?
Well, yeah, girl, I remember, literally glitter was in my eyes, and I was just driving, like, that happened all the time when I would put glitter on my face for makeup.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. That happened to me also. I did have this one palette that had, like, glitter in it, and that would happen too.
I've stopped putting makeup on.
Well, it was only when it was close to my actual eye, like how you have it right here in the corner. Mm-hmm. Like, when I had it, in, like, earlier, I'm telling you, in the episode, I was like that.
Ooh, God.
It just moves a lot, but I love glitter.
I know, it makes me feel so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Literally almost
threw up on me. That was disgusting. I can't say I do. I can't say I do.
If someone threw...
If someone threw up on me, would I like it? No. Like, would you like it? You know, that's a kink. Would you be into that?
I would, you know, personally for me. If someone told you
to throw up on them, would you throw up on them?
If they were into it?
Or would you do it? Would you throw up on them if they want you to throw up on them?
I'd probably say no, but only because of my past. I'd be afraid that I'd start that again.
Mm-mm. So if you didn't have the past, you'd throw up on them?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe? So you'd throw up on someone?
I mean, it's not as bad as, like, poop.
I mean, okay, I'm just asking.
I feel like there's judgment. Like,
I just want to know if you would throw up on them.
I don't know.
I wanted to ask.
Would you?
No. I just wanted a clear answer.
Oh, yeah, you don't. Yeah, but Maria, like, fucking hates.
I hate throwing up. So, same thing, vice versa. If it was them throwing up on me, they're like, oh my god, you saw that dollar that came out of my mouth? Girl, no, I was going to say, if it was the other way around, where, like, they found it sexually arousing to throw up on me, I'd be like, no.
What would you do if you're in the middle of the deed, though, and they just, like, throw up? Like, not, like, on purpose, just, like, they're just, like, probably sick.
Scream. Like, oh, my God. In the middle of the deed. Girl, we're getting up.
Back shots, he throws up on your back, my ass.
I'm uninserting myself. Girl, I'm getting out of there. I'm like, ew, what is that? That's most likely what I do, and I'd hope he wouldn't just keep going.
I don't even know what I'd do if he was,
You wouldn't know. You would, so you just
no,
there.
No. I think I would get up.
Exactly. What do you mean? What would I do? If I'm being more dramatic, I'd be like screaming, like, "Oh my god!"
I know.
I'd be more of the theatrics, but you know.
I know how you are.
What is that? Literally, is what I would say. What is that, girl? I smell it. Like, what is that?
I told you about the time. okay, I'm only bringing that brain up because I know I've talked about it on the podcast because I made it the title of the episode. Mm-hmm. That one time there was an accident with me and my ex-boyfriend and I,
Oh, I know. Yo, you told this story like the other day.
I know, but... the smell. I don't think I've ever talked about
this. No, I get what you mean.
Because that's just so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. But the smell... I knew before I like even felt it. I smelled it and I said, "What's that?" I said, "What's that smell?" And then I realized I said, that? "I'm that smell."
Oh my god!
I was like, "No, fuck!" I still.
No, yeah, I think I had that same reaction of like, "Oh my god!" But it seems like you're in the ass, so I feel like it's not as weird. Like I wouldn't say like it's a weird thing.
I was
like,
in the bathroom for an hour.
No, I would feel embarrassed too, but then it's like I feel like you shouldn't. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things where like you shouldn't feel embarrassed, but like it's not like you purposely pooped on it. it just happens because like I forgot what's like the actual scientific stuff that happens, but like I know it's something scientific. Like with the you're in the ass, like you're literally in the booty hole, like it's literally the booty hole. Like poop comes out of there, so it's like I'm not saying like always expect poop, but
but like go into the expectation that there could be poop.
I mean, I feel like it's silly expecting there not to be.
I've never like
because I mean like if when you've talked about it, you said if it was the other way around, like if you were to top it, you wouldn't make it a big deal because it's like you aren't you kind of like expecting it in a way, not expecting, but like you wouldn't be surprised genuinely.
I will
like you're surprised poop came out of the booty hole.
I will say when I walked back in that room. We never talked about it after it happened. We not talked about it once, but we did cuddle the rest of the night. Yeah. I think you could tell that I was upset.
Girl, I don't know you didn't. I feel like I would have brought it up and be like, I'm sorry.
No,
girl. I would say, why didn't you say something?
Let me tell you. This is how I walked back in that room. I said, hey. He goes, do you want to lay down? Yeah. Oh. I was humiliated.
Let's lay down. Let's lay down and not think about this and like, anymore.
Okay, you see, at the time, we were still in high school, mm-hmm. and so I was getting home from school, plowing my insides with water. Mm-hmm. Plowing. Bitch, it would do so much. It probably wasn't healthy, because I'd squirt, I'd grab the water bottle, and I would just squirt it as hard as I could. Mm-hmm. I know you're not supposed to go that far up.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you're not supposed to go that far up with water. But I would just, like, fucking do it till, like, it was pristine.
Okay.
And then we'd always end up fucking, like, that night. And so, like, by the time we would fuck...
Oh, you already had stuff going on.
Things would... We had a meal already. Things would be start digesting.
Mm-hmm.
I still... bitch. And so, like, my hole wouldn't be...
No, yeah, it wouldn't.
There'd be some tumbleweeds.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because everyone went through it. That's why I'm saying it. It's a booty hole.
I just, like, so embarrassing.
No, I get it. I would be embarrassed,
I just remember we talking about, like, me shitting myself for, like, the last 5 minutes. I just...
Again.
Again. But, like, it was so...
But it means, like, good. You're bringing awareness.
It's so... Okay, I'm like... Okay, like, you don't have to douche. Like, I'm not saying, like if you're going to bottle, make sure you douche. But, like...
Is that what your stance is?
No. I mean,
don't do it. You don't have to.
You don't have to. But, like.
You think it's like a good extra precaution? I mean, it's just kind of like nice, bidet vibes.
It's just like a nice precaution that, like, I enjoy to take.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, not everyone enjoys douching. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it. I don't enjoy the feeling
like
of
you mean, like, you're not like, oh my god, yes, I'm getting to douche. but you're not like. You're not like, I have to douche.
Literally taking...
You're just like, I have to douche. That's just you.
Literally a water bottle into my ass. Ooh! Especially like, ooh, sometimes there have been times where I made the water a little too cold. I made the water a little too hot.
I think that would be the worst. I just clenched my booty hole thinking about it.
That's literally...
Oh my gosh, our booty hole... Oh my gosh, I just remember, like, you know when you're laughing? Your booty hole clenches... yes, when you're like laughing, your booty hole is clenching right now, girl. It's clenching. Oh my god, I saw this filter on TikTok the other day. It looks like Should we
go to the park?
I would love to. Oh, yeah, so we could do our TikToks. Yes, I would love to be in nature.
Mm-hmm. I like the one that's,
Yeah, the one right here next to your house, yeah? I was gonna say, you know, there's, I wish I saved it, but there's this filter, I saw on TikTok. It's, like, scrunch face or something like that thing is called. And, pretty much we're, like, the eyes are, like, scrunched, and then, like, the lips are also scrunched. It's more the lips. It literally looks like a booty hole. It looks like a booty hole. I need to see if I liked it. Like, it looks like scrunch. Literally scrunches their... Oh, I did have the good performance of Doja. Like, look at it. I'm not gonna play the song.
She looks beautiful. It looks so
good. And it's... Look at her, like, back up there. It's giving Yeti, and I love her hair. She's a good performer. Like, I would love to see this performance, dude.
I have a question.
What?
When we start doing live shows, do you want to do a performance like this?
I cannot do that.
I would
love to have a good creative shit,
I did see this. I did see this. Because there was one video where it was like Spot Doja. And it was,
oh, yeah?
And it was just like all hair moving around. I thought it was so fun.
It looks so good. Okay, so you would do an all-out performance like that? Well, I guess that could be your segment.
I would love to do an all-out performance like that.
Like the beginning? Is that what you mean? Like it's like our opening?
Like, yeah, like, you know how we were talking about like what Trixie was doing, which was like really getting like the hype.
Oh, everyone and, hyped
like,
up?
Yeah, I would love to
do like, then, yeah, I would love to do it like in a club way.
I'd love to do like a really big performance at the beginning to get people hyped and that we're on stage and we're like, and like getting them hyped with the microphone and like dancing and having, I think that would be
I would think that would be cool. You know what we should do? We should have like in the opening when like it's first like being announced, like our names, like, and now welcome the Charles crew, Nathaniel, and the light goes on you, Maria.
Oh my god!
I think that'd be a good. That'd be fun. And then that's when we like start dancing, do our choreography. Maybe we walk down some stairs. I don't know.
Where's we're planning though? Our live show. We're about to hit 400.
Get ready, guys. It's coming sometime in the future.
We
gotta manifest it. Sometime in the future, that's coming.
This is what. Okay, I don't want to say it's like my expectations, but like it's like what I'm manifesting, the things, everything I'm hoping. I'm manifesting 1,000 before New York. Mm-hmm. Manifesting 1,000 before New York. And by the end of the year,
you're gonna say what?
I gotta say it.
Say it.
At least 10,000.
Really?
By the end of the year. If not, maybe even more.
Yeah?
But like, I want 10K by December 31st, 2024.
Let's put in that work, mama.
That's what I'm manifesting. I'm really manifesting 1,000 before New York. Mm-hmm. That's really what I want.
That's your number one. Let's do it. Let's put in this work.
I'd say my number one's like 10K. My number one is like a million, but like, I'm really trying to manifest just for your good goals, things. Like, I've really been like, girl, I'm telling you, every single night I've been doing a little manifesting. I've been writing some stuff down in a journal.
What's gonna happen then?
I've been really trying.
What's gonna happen? We're gonna have 1,000 by New York. And 10,000.
I think we're kind of killing it too. These episodes lately have been pretty good.
You think so? Oh, I thought they were doing like meh. I feel like our following count wasn't going up as much as it was before.
Today it went up a lot.
Yeah, you told me, yeah.
Today it went up, I think like 40 people.
Really?
Okay. Which is so exciting. Video, you know, I thought that video was really silly, the one of me eating you. But it's that video.
That one really popped off.
Comments,
it is really trendy.
One of the comments was like, you can literally see her walk away. And people in the comments were defending us. They were like...
It could be like, you know?
They were like, yeah, but that's not the point of the video. And like, people were defending us in the comments. That's the first time I've ever seen anyone defend us after, I don't want to say like a hate comment, because like, I guess that's not like hate. You're just like, hey, you can see
that. Just pull it out.
You can literally see that visual.
I mean, you can, but it's like, gotta do what you gotta do,
eh? Yeah.
Also, like I said, you can just think about him maybe like you going like, as you're like munching me. I don't know.
I love that video. I thought that video was so fun.
Oh, I loved it too.
And I'm so happy it's getting. I love when videos start doing. I always kick my feet a little bit when I see like the views go up.
Yeah.
I'm like, on YouTube, the ones that I've been editing have been doing better. Mm-hmm. And so anytime I see that they like do pretty good, like, I kick my feet. I'm like, oh my god. Ooh. And like when we get new subscribers from it, I'm like,
it's you.
They liked
your editing.
They followed us because of like the podcast and stuff, you know. And I feel like a lot of people follow us because of like the TikToks that we make. So people follow us from like the clips that I post.
Oh, it's like the actual
makes me feel so happy, you know. Anyway, are you ready to wrap up this little episode real quick? Awesome. Maria, I have a fun question. Hold on, before we, this is another thing I've noticed.
What?
when I start doing like the scripted parts that we do at the beginning and the end, I always sound just like so scripted, you know?
Oh, you don't like it? I feel like it just sounds more professional. Like, oh, no, I just, you're getting into like in the professional part of it. Like,
I don't know. I feel like it's giving
wrapping things up.
Like, it's giving like performance-y, and I like don't want to give like, I want to give, I'm real.
Oh, you want to just give like you real rawness?
No, I'm real.
Okay, then don't do it. Don't do it. What would you just say to me?
Maria, where can everyone find
Well, if you want to find us so badly, we are the Chatterbox Crew. We are on TikTok and we're on all streaming platforms, obviously. We're also on Instagram, Chatterbox Crew.
I thought you were just going to leave out. We're on TikTok and we're also on all streaming platforms. I was like,
no, I just got to like mess it up. But like, it's okay. We're on all streaming platforms. I don't know if I said that. But Chatterbox Crew, yes, follow us, please. And then me, if you want to find me on TikTok, I am whatsup_Maria. And on Instagram, I'm xo.xomaria. Nathaniel, what about you?
If you want to find me, you can find me. Still haven't changed the username. I just can't think of one.
I mean, I say just stick with it. I think it's good just the way it is, honestly.
Yeah, but like, I really want them all to be the same. I feel like that's really...
Well, then just change one to the same.
I'm thinking about changing them all to simply Nathaniel.
You can do it.
But if you want to find me currently, you can find me at http_nxdhxn on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And if you want to find me on YouTube, which you should, because my Work With Me vlog is probably going to be out by now. So come work with me for a week and go watch my YouTube video at simply.nxdhxn on YouTube. I want to change everything to Nathaniel because now it's like, now, like, things are going good for us, and, like, I still want that to be, like, my professional name. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to change everything to...
Nathaniel.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to, like... I don't know, just, like, edit everything.
Well, yeah, just change it.
I really want to change and edit everything, but, that will be that on Coachella 2024. Oh, am I boring you? Oh, am I boring you?
No, I will admit, I don't know what happened to me. Those last minute, I just, like, kind of got bored.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's been that on the Coachella 2024.
Goodbye!